fuck? Come on, that has got to be the worst portal I've ever been summoned to. You didn't summon me. No? Then where am I? Okay, I realize I'm in a room, smartass. What room? What location? Oof, I know I'm in your house. I want the fucking address. Is this 69 East Tropicana Street or not? No? Then where am I? Oh, for fuck's sake. So, I'm at 420 Golden Street? That's nowhere near where I'm meant to go. How the hell did I even get to this place? I don't see any summoning portals anyway. Right. Oh, you have got to be fucking kidding me. I think I figured out how I got here. I've been told this happened from time to time. So, you're a Rush fan? Huh. I should have double checked. Come here. See? 2112. Fuck's sake. So, the poster we have up is an upside down pentagram. You know that, right? It will cause confusion for demons and succubi who are summoned to this area, such as, let me guess, myself. So, just go home? No, honey. It doesn't work like that. What do you mean you don't believe me? I need mana to open the portal. I don't keep any on me when I'm summoned to these kind of things. What kind of things? Oh jeez, dumbass. What? Did you think succubi just wear leather corsets all the time? Oh, these things are fucking uncomfortable. Okay, now that we have got that sorted out, I'm going to need some mana. No, real life isn't fucking Dungeons and Dragons, asshole. I need to get the mana from a person. And I can't really go out looking for someone looking like this. Listen, just because I'm a succubus doesn't mean I don't have standards. I am not going outside in a corset and panties. And anyway, a purple demoness walking around outside does turn a few heads in the mortal realm. That's just so weird. So what I'm saying is, I need the mana to open a portal to where I was supposed to go, and I don't have any on me. Why not? I don't take mana with me because I have a king for it. It's like exhibitionism, I guess. I get a huge thrill from not being able to get home without the mana I get from whoever is on me. So, would you please let me have some of your mana? Please, I'll do anything you want me to. It has to be sexual though. Mana comes from sexual energy. What energy? Like semen, or in the case of women, orgasms. The most efficient energy for mana production is semen. It can even come from sexually charged Ketchikon deck. What does that mean? I didn't think I would have to explain mana tonight, but here goes. It means like a hug or hand-holding with someone, and then in the one feels the sexual attraction too. Like if you have a crush on a girl and she gave you a hug casually, and then you pop a boner. Even if it isn't sexually charged to both people, it just needs one person to feel arousal and then mana is created. The more sexual or kinky the encounter is, the more mana is produced. But that's not all. Only certain succubi can use certain mana. Well, that missed. Oh, how do I explain this? Okay. Each succubus has kings that allow them to better process the mana produced from certain acts. Right. For example, I have a king for cream pies, so if there is a sexual encounter that involves a cream pie, I would gain more mana than I would from sexual encounter that did not include that. Do you understand? Yeah. Okay, so what do I need you to do? Well, you could start by fucking me, for one. I am, just a corset and panties, so I'll take them off for you.
Wait, what do you mean no?
You are not going to help me? Please?
I need to get to where I was going. If I don't, who knows what the cult will do? Please.
I'll do anything. I'll suck your cock, I'll let you fuck my teeth, I'll let you fuck my ass even. Anything you want, please.
If you won't help me, then I will make you help me.
Oh, honey, I can. And I will force you to... Oh, shit! Oh, what the fuck was that? Get it off, get it off, get it off, get it off. Please, please. Please, don't leave me here, please. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. What are you doing? You're drawing me off? Thanks. What even was that? You took the cross your mother gave you and dip it in your water before throwing it on me? Home at holy water? Wow. You must have paid attention in Demon Defense 101. That's not a real class. Really? Lily fucking lied to me. Listen, I'm sorry. I tried to force you. Will you please help me get there? I know you don't have to, but I'm asking you properly. No, you don't get bound into service if you fuck me. Pinky promise. That's just something succubi do when they're feeling very dominant. I realize that we live in hell and bad shit happens there, but we succubi have to have some standards. So you will help me? Oh, thank you so much. Get on the bed then, and I'll dream to come.
What?
Me first? I think you're forgetting that I'm succubus after all. No, please. Please don't do that again. I'm going. I'm sorry. I just so used to being in charge. Everyone summons succubi as doms. Lick my neck, please. Oh, okay. I lie down on my back. What? I hang my head off the bed. Oh, you're going to fuck my chart. Come on, I'm a fucking succubus. I can take more than that. Fuck my throat, mortal. Oh, you're so good. Why can't every dumbass who summons me be as good as you? Sure, I will untie this corset and take my panties off for you.
No, we succubi are different from humans.
As supernatural beings, our internal organs are more malleable than human, so it doesn't hurt as much. Oh, well, they still hurt, but it's more like a tight pair of pants. We used to wear corsets starting in the 16th century when human use became widespread in the Western world. It helped us appear more attractive to men who summoned us at the time. Over time, it just sort of stuck as part of the succubus getup. I guess you weren't expecting demon history lesson from a succubus tonight, huh? Okay then, get my nipples. Please? Oh, fuck. Get one with your fingers while you use your mouth on the other, please. Switch, please. Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Keep going down. Just going straight for my pissing, huh? No? Oh, you fucking tease. You're a smart boy, you know. You're going to make a mortal really fall for you one day. She'll be a lucky girl. You're very good at this. No, I don't really say that to anyone. Hey, less talky, more tongue, okay? Ah, fuck. Ah, your tongue keeps on playing with my clit like that. Oh, it feels so good. Okay, tonight may be better than I expected. Now, how do you want me to take that cock of yours? All fours? Got it. Many men would die to get this view and experience, so come and get this succubus pussy. I love it. Yes. Grab at the base of my tail, yes, and pull hard, please. Oh, fuck. Fuck.
some stuff. Hunter, oh, fuck with me harder. I know this is not your first time. Come on, you can do it. Oh no. Me, tease me. Fuck. I forgot what it's like to be like this. So deep, I can feel it in my womb. Yes, fuck yes. Oh, you are close. Come on, faster, deeper. Fuck. Fall on the bed.
I'm going to put my hand over my pussy so no cum slips out. Now, let me suck the rest of your cum off your cock. I can't let any of it go to waste. Good. I love it. Let me get my corset and panties back on. Okay, I have enough to summon the portal 69 East Tropicana Road. Now I just need the base. Flip the rush poster over, will you? Thanks. That should get me there. Hey! Mr. Human, thanks for the mana. That was a hell of good fuck. Do you think you want to do this again sometime? Okay, So you will just flip the poster over like I have done here and then turn Jenny while putting out some sort of sexual energy. You know what? Next time, I'll come prepared with refractory shortening and shape-shifting spells if you want. I could be anything you want. One last thing. What do you need? That was awesome. Please want me again sometime, Mr. Human. Bye bye for now. Bye.